Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Nathan Gobes, filling in for Jeffrey Davis. And with me is Walter Sullivan. We're in the weeds.
We're in the weeds, and I don't know if anyone can fill in for Jeffrey.
No, there's no replacing Jeffrey, especially on our show.
He has a CBD going today, doesn't he?
He's off and running. But our next guests, Brett Clancy, founder and president of Viridity Group, brought along with him Bert Vining, COO of Viridity Group. Welcome, guys.
Nathan, these guys are like the Reese's Cup.
Reese's Cup.
You put chocolate and peanut butter together, you get an incredible candy. Ooh. We have Brett that has been involved in hiring in the cannabis industry. And we have Bert that's been involved. Sorry, too high today.
Brett and Bert, they don't make it easy on us.
No, they don't.
And Brett's been involved in hiring in different types of industries. I think, you know, why don't you explain a little bit about the company you formed?
Yeah, we formed the Viridity Group because of the growth in employment needs in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. And what we did was combine staffing experience with half of our team with those that have been in the cannabis industry in Massachusetts as pioneers to really help our customers staff up as quickly and as well as they need to.
Bert, why don't you give a little bit about your background about, you know, it's not this industry is not easy to hire for necessarily.
Oh, absolutely. And I've been involved in the industry since before 2015. We're one of the original applicants for the medical program. And we've been very successful getting a bunch of dispensaries up and open, and being on the ground in the industry and really having my finger on the pulse of the market, I understand how challenging it can be to find the right people, and the right people are really the heart and soul of the company that you need to have the right people to accomplish your goals, and it's becoming harder and harder as more and more dispensaries come online. It's harder to find the right people and to retain them. And so what we've been able to do is identify that market need and combine our best practices of Brett's experience in the staffing industry with my knowledge of the cannabis industry and really bring that together to produce a product that our clients have really been happy with.
And I think this is a really important issue today, given part of the application process talks about positive impact.
That's right.
And making a difference in social equity and so forth, which really makes it difficult to meet those requirements, given there are only so many people out there.
Exactly. So in my experience, I've had to write many applications for a couple of different dispensaries, and a major component of that is the social equity plans and your plans for positive impact. So now in our role with the Viridity Group, what we're doing is we're helping a lot of startups meet those requirements. So what we can do is we can go into communities that have been disproportionately impacted by the war on drugs. We can do job training programs to give industry-specific job training to give real meaningful careers that can provide great incomes and a career, not just a job, but a career that people can be passionate about and enjoy some of the benefits that others have.
And those are two separate and distinct words. It's different than having a job than having a career path.
Absolutely. So we can go into these communities, give this industry-specific job training. We're also helping by doing expungement seminars.
Explain expungement seminars.
So expungement seminars are where we can go and help people get non-violent crimes, pot-related offenses removed from their records. These offenses have been bars to entry to employment for a lot of people. So if we can help dispensaries offer these expungement seminars to satisfy their plans for positive impact requirements and their social equity requirements, what we can do is bring new people into this industry and really provide meaningful careers to a segment of the market which has been underserved.
That's interesting. You said it's for pot-related charges, but is it only for people looking at dispensary jobs, or is it across the board?
No, it's really for anyone. It's anyone, and we're specifically targeting communities that have been disproportionately impacted by the war on drugs. We feel this is where the greatest need is, and we can help the most people in this way. So we're able to work. We've teamed up with some lawyers who are going to put on in some nonprofit groups that are going to be helping us put on these groups. And that way, when we go into community, we can help people clear their records and then help them find meaningful careers with the industry specific.
And I think, Nathan, that's a really important question you asked, as well as the answer you gave, is that records have impacted, the war on drugs and so forth has really had an impact on these communities. And by canceling out their records, not only helps them with jobs in the, this industry, which is a little bit more lenient in allowing them to get into this business, even without an expungement.
Exactly.
But really helps them find jobs at other places where they're supposed to report. Now they can write, after the expungement, if asked, they can write no record.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's going to help a lot of people, and it's really the right thing to do. As we've seen cannabis be decriminalized and removing the stigma away from that, that needs to extend to people's lives and creating more positive outcomes.
And I think one of the things you find, so you know, you think about, we have 29 stores open now. There's still a lot of applications. And one of the things, you know, the positive impact, social equity and economic empowerment, a lot of these applications were put forward, provisional licenses given, and the Cannabis Control Commission has gone back and looked at, you know, these positive impact and asked the applicants, what have you done?
Exactly.
And they have done nothing. And I think this is where you come in. Look, you got to meet these. We can help you really put goals forward and help you meet those goals.
Exactly. Anyone can write something down on the application, but to really live up to it and create a truly positive impact, and we'll have greater positive incomes for more people. That's what the real intent of this is. It's not lip service. You're not just writing something there, because what you're going to find is when you go for your renewal and they find that you've been deficient in living up to the plans that you've outlined, there's going to be some serious repercussions, and that could lead to delays, it could lead to fines. And so what we're trying to do is create a proactive approach where we can help the dispensaries create real meaningful plans for impact and make it come to fruition.
I think you find, I mean, a good example to use is the gaming industry in Massachusetts. As a result of 5,000 jobs created at Encore Boston, that has had an incredible impact on other hospitality businesses and finding people.
Exactly. So, and, you know, the unemployment rate now in Massachusetts is now only 2.9%. So as we're seeing with more and more dispensaries coming online, a huge influx of out-of-state capital, you know, there's something about, there's over, you know, 81 provisional licenses, and there's well over 1,000 applications in various stages. So as more and more companies come online, it's going to be harder and harder to find talent. So what we're doing is we're looking across industries, finding best talent from other industries, pulling them into this space, as well as creating new opportunities for a lot of groups that have been unable to tap into the industry as of yet.
I feel like when the legal cannabis industry in Massachusetts was first coming online, there was kind of an explosion of people trying to get into that space. But it seems from, you know, obviously employment's, like you said, 2.9% is very low. But are you finding that drop-off of candidates, especially in the cannabis industry, is due to just less people now that there's more dispensaries online? Or is it less capable people? We were finding that many of those people that raised their hand like, hey, I want to get into this. But, you know, yep. We said, you might have to put your hand back down. You don't have the experience.
It's the buy local, hire local in Massachusetts is what we're trying to support. So when they first went, so 3 years back, they had to hire, if they wanted someone with the experience in cannabis, it was out of state. So we're trying to make that, keep those jobs here in Massachusetts and support our companies through training, through expungement, and through us recruiting the right talent from other industries.
And in some cases, as on the medical side, with 45 dispensaries open, 41, you know, there are people that work there that you can now go after to help them have a career versus a job.
Exactly.
So there is local people that are qualified.
Exactly. Yes. And another trend that we're noticing in the marketplace was a couple of years ago, the demand was to find experienced talent. And what we're finding now is more dispensaries are looking for talent from across various different industries. They would rather people come to them without any bad habits, and they want to learn the dispensary's operating procedures, not bring outside habits into the workplace. So people have been more inclined to find talent from across industries. And some of the best talent that I've come across has come from either the food service industry. We've seen people come from real estate agents. We've seen nurses come over and be tremendously successful, where people who are used to delivering the best customer service and really know how to create the patient or the customer experience, and they put that at the forefront. And we're finding that those skill sets have really translated well to this market, and they're very high in demand. Whereas I think even just a couple of years ago, the people that it was attracting brought, you know, some of their underground, you know, habits and traits with them. And
let me ask you one last question, and then we have to go. But, you know, companies look at when they're starting out wants and needs. You know, I want that, but I don't need it. How do you explain to companies that you truly are in need, that if they don't understand that, they could set up to fail and not meet requirements?
The way I've always put it is that we're a revenue generator. We're not a cost center. Everything we do pays for itself. What we're able to do is help you build a team faster than you would have been able to. So if we can save you 6 to 12 months before you open your doors, or we can get you open faster, and you can save your time looking for talent and focus on your core business, what we're able to do is get your time to open a lot faster and saving money. So everything we do pays for itself in the terms of you'll be able to open a lot faster. And if you're making, you know, significant revenues, you'll be able to realize those a lot sooner with the benefits of our service.
One caveat, too. Those that are looking to join the industry that might be listening, you do not have to be a consumer of marijuana to join this industry. Some of the best that we've hired came from the retail side, and bring those best practices in.
Thank you. Thank you guys for being on the show today.
It's always great to see you guys. Thanks so much.
The support.
Well, definitely it sounds like your services are, as Walter said, a need, not a want. If somebody's looking for the Viridity Group, wants to get in touch with either of you, how can they do so?
TheViridityGroup.com.
Great.
Where could they email you?
BClancy@TheViridityGroup.com as well.
Perfect.
Thank you, Bert.
Bert, what's yours?
Mine's BVining@TheViridityGroup.com.
You guys have a lot of Bs.
Yeah.
That's right. Bert and Brett.
Well, thank you guys, and I want to thank all our listeners. And if you're listening, if you're enjoying this segment, you like listening to Radio Entrepreneurs, please consider liking us on LinkedIn, following us there, hitting subscribe on YouTube. There's no cost to do so, but it's of great help to us bringing you this great content.
Thanks, Nathan.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank everyone. This has been Radio Entrepreneurs. We'll be back after these messages.